So we should love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. So what does that leave for us? We have to love God with all our heart and soul. You know, this means that we have to give of ourselves. We think of love, we need St. John Paul II really underline this self-giving. He would say self-donation in marriage, and but also the very meaning of life is to give of ourselves for God and to our neighbor. This is our, you know, a totality. You know, we think of love in that sense, and rather than love in the sense of piecemeal, you know, giving charity, doing nice little things here and there, we're talking about from the depths of our being, this kind of love should be our life. Our life should be this total self-giving to God first. You know, we think of charity, we think of reaching out to our neighbor. I need to love my neighbor, and we think in those terms, and it's difficult because we're all faulty and failing, and because we put, sometimes maybe we think of charity on that level, we think of charity to our neighbor first, but it's really not, it's not that order. It's love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment before we even get to our neighbor. So that in that context, we love our neighbor in the context of loving God first. Our total being is first and foremost to God. And what does that mean? You know, I have to put God first. I have to think of him first. I've got to pray and put him in the first context. You know, he has to be the big picture. And then we fit our neighbor in God. Otherwise, we can't do it. We can't love our neighbor just exclusively without putting focus first on God. And then we can do it. We can practice charity to our neighbor. And we practice charity to our neighbor as a way of loving God. I show my love for God who I can't see and can't feel and touch and hear, but I can love him in my neighbor, and that's what we're called to do. And so this self-giving is our major focus, and you can see the depth of it. You know, if I have to give my whole self, I have to give myself, that goes to the core of my being, the fiber of my being, my entire life, my body, my mind, and heart. I have to give of my entire self to my neighbor, and to God in my neighbor. And you can see how that transforms our life. And it takes charity from being a superficial thing, a token, like token kind of thing, and makes it something deep and real and true and strong and real. And so this is what our Lord is calling from us, this kind of real, true, and deep charity. Otherwise, it's not. Otherwise, it's just superficial and trying to make myself feel good that I've done this kind of good deed for the day or the hour or whatever. This whole self-giving of ourselves to God and to our neighbor. And this is the meaning of life, says St. John Paul II. We find the meaning of life when we give of our entire selves to our neighbor. And you see how we have to forget ourselves in that. We need to renounce ourselves, forget ourselves in our neighbor and in God. This total self-giving means I need to forget myself. If I have to give myself totally, what's left for myself? Not too much. And that's our focus. And so this kind of totality takes time. It's not something overnight. I can't, I have to grow. I have to grow deeper and deeper in love and this desire to give of myself to God and wean myself more and more away from myself and my own will and my own self-focus. I need to start thinking. You know, a lot of it starts in our own thoughts. We can't act unless we think. And so all our thoughts need to be focused on this charity and giving and helping our neighbor and living for God. And this is a fullness, this is the fullness of life, the fullness of love that God, Jesus calls us to. And I need to think all my thoughts, all my desires, all my thinking needs to be focused on charity and giving and helping and doing our neighbor's will and there are obstacles in that way, which is our self-will, our self-seeking, our, you know, what am I going to do today? What kind of peak of self-joy am I going to get out of today? You know, we have to get out of that mindset. And so this, you know, this is our Christian calling and journey and effort. And, you know, as friars, as lay people, as MIM members, we're all journeying towards this. We're all striving hard to do what we know is our calling, this kind of utmost charity, which we know we don't have in ourselves. We have to pray for it and beg for it and receive the graces and go to the source of charity and the Eucharist and Our Lady, the means of charity. And we know the more and more we empty ourselves and know that we can't do it on our own, the more God will fill us with this grace and this charity. We empty ourselves and we beg God for this grace, and we don't trust ourselves at all. You know, Saint Faustina, I was reading recently, was trying to overcome certain faults in her character, and she was falling on one particular day. She fell many times, and she was wondering why. She tried hard, and our Lord revealed to her at the end of the day is because she was trusting too much in herself, not enough in God. So we you know, in our quest of charity, we have to put all our dependency on God, depend on prayer, depend on the graces of the sacraments, depend on God, and depend not at all on ourselves, except for the duties that we have to perform, our cooperation with God's grace, our disposing ourselves to God's working in our life, to the Holy Spirit working in our life, to transform our heart. I'm going to become a saint. You are only because of God's grace and power working in you and your self emptying and openness to God's power. Openness to God's power in our life. This kind of humility is what's necessary to live this kind of heroic charity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and strength. It's not possible, not even possible by our own self. We have to empty ourselves and beg for these graces, work and strive, to keep coming to the mountain of God, keep coming to the Eucharist, keep coming to God in prayer for what we need to become what God has called us to do in this gospel. Let us see that as our identity, our meaning, our purpose in life, to give of our entire self from the core of our being, and not our life be superficial, but real and true charity from the center of our being to God first and to our neighbors who we meet each day in our home and in our environment.